Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from high atop the ice surface at MTS Center. We welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast, joined by producer slash analyst slash bon vivant, Michael Remus. I'm your host, Drew Mindell. Winnipeg Jets falling tonight at the hands of the Ottawa Senators by a 3-1 margin. This is a game in which, you know, you look at the score, you say 3-1, Ottawa, you know, must have controlled the play, must have controlled the game. Nothing could be further from the truth, really. The Jets were the better of the two teams on the ice, but ran into an extremely hot goaltender, and the Senators were able to take advantage of a couple of Jets' miscues, ending up with pucks behind Michael Hutchinson, and that's all it takes sometimes in this quirky little game we call hockey.
Yes, not always the team with the most shots and the team that controls the play wins the game. But this game came down to goaltending, and the Senators had better goaltending on the Jets, and they capitalized on their chances. The Sens came into this game one of the hottest teams in the league, going in and sweeping the California teams, San Jose, L.A., Anaheim, and having shutouts against L.A. and Anaheim, which is unbelievable. And Andrew Hammond, this goalie who they just called up, the Hamburglar, as his nickname.
It's a terrible nickname.
I think it's a great nickname.
I think it's an atrocious.
And he has the Hamburglar from McDonald's on his mask.
Yeah. Doesn't make the nickname any better.
I love it. For the record, I dressed up as the Hamburglar 1 year for Halloween.
Yeah, that was last year.
No, that was a while ago.
Okay.
2009? I'm not sure.
It's not relevant.
Not relevant to this podcast, but he played fantastic, and every time the Jets had a good scoring chance.
And they had a lot of them.
He was in position, and he played a fantastic game. And it was one of those games where you just got to tip your cap to him.
Yeah, exactly right. He was terrific for the Senators. He made a number of key saves, just stifling the Jets. They were able to eventually get one goal past, and that was late in the third, about 5 minutes into the third period. But too little, too late, and the Ottawa Senators end up with the 3-1 victory on the second half of a back-to-back, having played last night in Minnesota in St. Paul against the Wild, finishing their five-game road trip with a record of 4-0-1, and they are, back in the conversation. Still a long shot, but they're back in the conversation about the Eastern Conference playoffs. They're going to have to keep playing at this pace probably for the remainder of the season, but good for them. Difficult loss for the Jets, given that yesterday every single team that was chasing them managed to pick up a win in the Western Conference playoff race, getting a little bit tighter. And the Jets off till Saturday, so a couple of these teams will have an opportunity to get even closer between now and then.
Yeah, we're certainly doing a lot of scoreboard watching, and last night was one of those
bad nights.
Nights where you look at the score and you just shake your head. Every single team the Jets needed to lose won, and the Jets not playing as frequently now. They do get a few days off. I mean, they had a few days coming off into this game.
Only really one game this week. They played Sunday, they play Wednesday, they play Saturday.
Yeah, and they played against a Senators team who played yesterday in Minnesota, and the Jets well-rested. You'd think that they would have had the energy, and they did. They played extremely well. They had a number of chances in front, a number of great passes, but just couldn't capitalize.
Yeah, and just a couple of breakdowns defensively in their own zone. Let's get into the goals in tonight's game. Senators opened the scoring at the 4:59 mark of the first period. Kyle Turris gets his 16th of the year. Cody Ceci and Milan Mihalik with the assists. Dustin Byfuglien gets caught a little bit up the ice. Ceci with a great pass to Turris. He comes down the left-hand side, and he beats Michael Hutchinson far corner with a good shot. Probably not the best goal. You will probably want to see Hutchinson make that save, but a nice shot nonetheless by Kyle Turris.
Yeah, it reminded me a lot of the Jeff Carter goal from Sunday. He was streaking on the opposite side.
That's right. It was the right side on Sunday.
It was the other side. But coming down the side, a guy with a great shot. I mean, Kyle Turris, this isn't a fourth-line grinder. He's the top center on Ottawa. And he comes in and he rips a shot right past Hutchinson. Probably like to have it back, but you know what? Sometimes you got to give credit to a great player with a great shot.
It's military appreciation night here at MTS Center, and so the ice right now, all the Jets players and the assembled military that were in attendance are on the ice, and Len Croppy, the guy they show at the end of every national anthem, was just talking to Mark Scheifele, and he gave Mark Scheifele a little, you'll know it as Shane Upunham, where you sort of grab the guy's cheek and you give him a little slap in the cheek, saying, so I just saw that come up on the board. You know, it's sort of a weird night here at MTS Center, given that, of course, the Jets are disappointed in losing the game, but they're, you know, really, as soon as the game ended, within a couple minutes, they're right back on the ice for this great military appreciation, and they're all mingling and chatting with the media right now, or with the members of the armed forces that are in attendance tonight. The Jets, that was it for the first period.
Yeah,
and
you know, they had
the scoring.
And they had so many chances.
15-6, the Jets had shots on goal in the first period.
The two saves I can recall, I mean, and there were many that Hammond made. But there was the one, there was a broken play off Jim Slater. It hit a skate in front and it ricocheted to him. And Hammond had to do the splits on that one. And there's another one off the backboards to Andrew Ladd. And Hammond made a great save there. And there was a few chances where they would center the puck and it would just trickle off the guy's stick. I think Stafford had a few
chances. Well, Scheifele had one before.
Yeah, but Stafford to Scheifele.
Yeah, a bit much earlier. That was before the Senators'
and
first
that,
goal.
That Scheifele-Stafford-Tolusti line had so many chances. Tolusti had that one in
the second period, which we'll get to.
Holy.
Yeah, exactly. That one.
They showed the highlights of the second period on the Jumbotron, and they didn't show the Sens goals, but they showed like six or seven chances where they were just like, how did the Jets not score?
The Sens made it 2-0 in the second period at the 9:07 mark. It came on the power play. Bobby Ryan from Mika Zibanejad and Erik Karlsson. And it sort of came on a broken play. The Jets had a shorthanded rush down on the Senators' end.
To Bufflin.
Bufflin was jumped up and joined the play. They didn't score, obviously.
Well, they didn't even get a quality chance. Not, he whiffed on the pass. You'd like to see them get something out of that, maybe a shot. Two-on-one, shorthanded, tough break.
Play comes back the other way, and the Jets get back, and they're evened up in terms of, you know, they're shorthanded, mind you, but they're evened up in that they're back in the zone, everybody that needs to be, but they're still running around, and they're scrambling, and Bobby Ryan gets left all alone right at the faceoff dot, right in his wheelhouse, and the pass comes out from the corner by Zibanejad right to Ryan, one-timer, and just blasts it past Hutchinson, and it's 2-0 for the Senators at that point.
This is the Jets. You know, they don't get a chance on the shorthanded play, which hurts. But coming back, you have Dustin Bufflin, Tyler Myers, and Andrew Ladd all behind the net. Tyler Myers has the puck pinned. Dustin Bufflin sees that he has the puck pinned, but doesn't go back to cover Bobby Ryan.
Scrambling. They're scrambling.
And at the same time, Andrew Ladd, while the puck is squeaking out between Tyler Myers and the guy he has pinned, Andrew Ladd comes in for another hit on the same player when the puck is squeaking out, and he could have just got the puck and controlled it. It was certainly a tough play and certainly a scrambly play on the penalty kill.
Yeah,
I mean, Bobby Ryan's a top shooter in the league, left all alone in front.
You can't leave Bobby Ryan all alone.
Just a
lack of discipline, really, on the play by the Jets to chase the puck rather than find their guys and set up on the proper penalty-killing alignment. 2-0 for Ottawa at that point. The Sens make it 3-0. That comes at the 11:54 mark of the second period, so 2 minutes and 47 seconds later. Erik Condra gets his eighth of the year. Mark Stone and Kyle Turris, the assists on this one. Another play where the Jets are running around. This is even strength. Jets are running around again in their own zone, and two guys go behind the net. Condra's left all alone. Stone finds him, and Condra goes top shelf on the one-timer on Michael Hutchinson.
Yeah, I mean, another similar play. I mean, a guy in front on a one-timer. And this was the end of Michael Hutchinson, Drew. And it's really hard to fault him. It's kind of those times where you
the end of him for the night. And that Pavlik replaces him in net at this point.
And didn't have much work after that.
Three shots. That's all Pavlik faced. The entirety of the game was three shots.
I can't believe that. And, I mean, you were watching this game and you're looking at the play and you're just thinking, how are the Jets losing 3-0?
Well, think about it. I mean, like I just said, you know, so Ottawa makes it 3-0 with say 8 minutes to go in the second period. In the final 28 minutes of the game, the Senators registered a grand total of three shots.
And then you look at the goals that Hutchinson gave up. I mean, the first one, I think you can lay some blame, open shot from the outside, fine. But, I mean, the other two, those were the, you know, defensive breakdowns. And I said, use this cliche on Twitter, Drew. I mean, the Senators capitalized on their chances, and the Jets didn't. And that's really the bottom line they ran into. The Senators' goaltending was outstanding, and the Jets' goaltending was, you know, slightly not as good.
Yeah, the Jets will go back and they'll look at the scoring chance they had early in the second period. Jiří Tolusti, I believe, just as a penalty had expired, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, just had the puck in front.
No, probably would have been early in the second, so maybe just as the penalty expired. Tolusti is left all alone in front of Andrew Hammond. He pulls the puck to his forehand from his backhand, has the wide open net to shoot at, and manages to somehow ring it off the post. He's going to see that empty net in his nightmares for weeks to come. It was that easy of an opportunity, and maybe really sort of emblematic of the kind of game you had here at MTS Center tonight, in which the Jets faced off against a very hot goaltender in Andrew Hammond, who was up for the challenge and made just a tremendous number of key saves. And then, you know, the Jets, when they had their opportunities, they also didn't really capitalize that well on them.
I know that.
Talusti over here, Lowry earlier had a good point-blank chance, and he just didn't get enough of the puck. And it was blocked by, I believe, Wierkoch.
There's so many. I mean, there was a 2-on-1 that went off Hammond's head.
Yeah, after that was a Lee Stempniak shot.
Wheeler had a couple good chances coming in from the wing, driving hard to the net. It was just, I mean, every guy. And I want to talk about the lines, Joe. I mean, we didn't even mention the Byfuglien injury.
He was injured
on the third goal, left the game, upper body injury. It looked like his arm or his wrist. We're not sure. It'd certainly be a huge blow. And I think we'll just wait and see with that one.
Yeah, not on the ice right now for this with the military. But that's no surprise. If he wasn't playing the end of the game, he's probably getting some sort of treatment, you would imagine, at this point.
And as for the lines, they started out with the... Frolik
and Wheeler switched.
And I think that was expected.
And I don't think anybody's too shocked anytime Ladd, Little, and Wheeler end up back together, because it's kismet that the three of them are going to play together. The Jets, obviously, Coach Paul Maurice wanted to shuffle things around.
Yeah, to try it. I mean, well, they weren't playing bad, but look,
maybe get a little bit of a boost.
When you put these guys together, they seem to score.
That's right. Looking at the time on ice for the Jets, another game where the fourth line really doesn't get very much action. Thorburn, 5:24. Peluso, 5:44. Jim Slater, a little bit more at 7:04. In terms of the defensemen, Toby Enstrom, 24 minutes. Tyler Myers, 25:08. And Jacob Trouba, 25:17 to lead all skaters. In terms of the forward group, led by Andrew Ladd at 22:47. Jets are next in action. They start a four-game road trip on Saturday. They'll be in Nashville on Saturday night, and then they'll also go to St. Louis on Tuesday, and then a trip to South Florida where they'll face the Panthers on Thursday and the Lightning next Saturday. Reminder, the Illegal Curve Hockey Show this coming Saturday, 12 noon on TSN 1290. We'll get you set for the Jets and the Predators, as well as cover everything else going on around the Winnipeg Jets. We'll talk about the 2019 Stanley Cup champion Winnipeg Jets as well with Ken Campbell of the Hockey News.
Great, yeah.
And Willie
Get out the engraver.
That's right. Willie Donick of the Nashville Predators radio play-by-play broadcaster is going to join us as well. Stay tuned for that. Much more to come, of course, from both the Jets and the Senators dressing room, courtesy of Dave Manuk of IllegalCurve.com. For analyst Michael Remus, I'm your host, Drew Mandel. Thanks for listening. This has been the Illegal Curve postgame podcast.